Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and this is the Fifth Monday special event starring Mitchell Spean. Mitch, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Happy New Month's Eve.
Yeah, it's not quite the eve yet, but it could
New
be
Month's
the
Eve. Well, what do you say on December 31st.
Oh, yeah, that's right. New Year. But don't you wait till like midnight or something?
Well, at that point, it's the next day.
Yeah, but it could be, when you say Eve, it could be Adam.
That's true, too.
Yeah. Oh, Tom likes that one. Anyway, so, yeah, that's right. New month. Can you imagine? First of all, we're both CPAs, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
This tax season went so quickly.
It actually was a longer tax season, too. We still had the two extra days.
And I like that because the more
actually,
time, the better.
Three extra days.
Three? That's right. The 17th, the 15th, 16th. Oh, well.
16th, 17th, and the 29th.
What was the 29th?
February.
Oh, okay. You are was thinking. Yeah, that was good. I never thought of that that way. I would have felt better if I knew that. Now he tells me after the fact, so I don't even feel bad. Or I do feel bad. I could have felt better. Anyway, you're right. So it must be nice to be after tax season.
It hasn't really slowed down a whole lot.
Oh, so
we
that's
just don't
good.
Have the pressure of the due date yet.
That's right. The due date.
It's coming up again soon.
That's right. At a theater or drive-in near you, actually. So,
that's right. The next one coming up is tomorrow for personal property taxes.
Hey, good. You should tell people. Oh, you just did. I wonder if people forget. You think a lot of people forget that date?
Oh, well, absolutely.
You know, that's a good point.
And the payroll tax returns are today.
That's right. April 30, get those returns out. No holidays, no weird holidays today, so it's not due tomorrow, it's due today.
That's right.
No doubt. So we're scheduled to have Steve McArdle, I believe I pronounced his name right, and he's a Senior VP of Business Development and Strategic Planning for the National Hockey League, calling in from New York. So that's going to be interesting because it's so many things that they're doing. The National Hockey League to enhance their exposure and convenience as well to the fans and engage even the casual fan, the fan that may not be aware of what's going on.
Well, not only that, you've got so many different types of markets to deal with. You know, you're talking about New York, LA, which are pretty large markets generally, and then you've got the other ones like Nashville that I don't think are quite as large.
Yeah, well, they're good for barbecue. Well, they're going to get a lot smaller after what the Coyotes did. Wow, that's interesting. And maybe, I don't know, it might be surprising to certain critics, but I'm not surprised at all the way Mike Smith is playing. Of course, their goalie is very good, too. Hasn't really played all that well.
Oh, I think you're looking at a different way of playing altogether, the way it's gone in the playoffs as compared to what the regular season was. For both teams.
Well, it's a little surprising. The games have been higher scoring than they thought. Of course, with defensive-minded Nashville and Phoenix, it hasn't been so much. Maybe on Phoenix's side it has, but it's interesting. It shifts on Wednesday to Nashville, so we'll see what happens. But I'm liking the Coyotes' chances to get into the third round. I really am.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to say it first here. I'm going to predict the Coyotes go all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals. So that's what I'm going to predict right now live. It's not even our sports show, but we're doing it on our business show here.
That's right. But you're also talking about the NHL, so we've got to get everybody ramped up.
No doubt about it. And joining us now all the way from New York, Steve McArdle. Steve, how are you?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
Well, I am great. Did I pronounce your name right?
You were close. McArdle's fine.
Oh, McArdle.
Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, I like that better. McArdle. See, anyway, you're the Senior VP of Business Development and Strategic Planning for the National Hockey League.
Indeed.
Wow, I like that. Let me introduce you to Mitch Spean, who he's a CPA, and I'm a CPA, too, and a business consultant. This is near and dear to our hearts. Of course, we have sports shows, too. We're big Phoenix Coyotes fans, as well as the National Hockey League fans. And so we're going to have a nice discussion today about strategic planning and some of the great things you're doing.
Sounds good.
Well, Mitch, say hi to Steve.
Good morning or afternoon or whatever it happens to be.
Afternoon, end of the day.
That's right, 5 o'clock. And it's so nice of you to call in, especially all the way from New York after the day. Now, I got this news release. It's fascinating to me that really you're finding that the National Hockey League is finding different ways, various ways, to keep the fans engaged long after their favorite team has been eliminated from the playoffs. And I thought we'd talk a little bit about that. And you're pretty involved in these type of things.
Yeah, so in my role, I sort of touch all aspects of the business, whether it's our national broadcasting conversations from the business side. I oversee our digital media from the business side. So I have the good fortune of playing sort of in all the different areas of distribution, if you will, from broadcasting to digital media. And indeed, the approach going into this year's playoff, particularly here in the U.S., with our new TV deal with the NBC folks, was really to make sure that our games were available on a national basis for every fan, for every game that was being played for the playoffs. So the approach with NBC was, let's take every single game that's being played in the playoffs, and let's make sure that no matter where you are in the United States, similar to our friends up in Canada, you're able to watch the game, whether it's, you know, the first round, which just concluded, was available on the local regional sports network, but outside of the local areas was available on one of the NBC platforms. And then going forward from here, second round on, every game will be available on the national platform. So it was really a push to make sure that accessibility to the game, that excitement of the playoff environment was available no matter where you are, no matter what market you're in the United States.
Well, Steve, I think your slogan is, or NBC that you partner with there, is every game, every day, because it's the cup. I think that's what they say, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're saying.
That is fantastic. I mean, that really stuck in my mind when I see that on NBC. And you have like 4 different stations out here, I think, in Phoenix, I believe, that are providing some type of coverage. And I think it's fantastic what you guys are doing. In fact, I read something that in the last, I think, 3 years, your social media following is up 211%.
Yeah, on the social side, you know, social is an area where I think a lot of people are still trying to figure out exactly where it's all going, since it's, you know, the social technologies and the social engagements are changing on such a rapid basis. But we've really, as you've seen in the broadcast on NBC, you know, we've really been promoting and building social platforms, whether it's seeing the hashtag Stanley Cup kind of mark on each of the NBC broadcasts, really building out our Facebook, our Twitter, our Foursquare, you know, trying to get a presence on the social applications and the social platforms that we really think have a strong following, where we know that our fans are frequenting, and merely making sure we're relevant to the fans and promoting, whether it's the tune-in message, promoting the broadcast schedule, promoting the types of behavior that we want our fans to really enjoy during the playoffs, which is tune in, watch every game, really get them sort of wrapped up and embrace this this national playoff excitement that hockey fans know is really some of the best hockey of the year.
Yeah, and given the fact that we're talking about we're really emphasizing the playoffs, obviously, right now, but how do you take that excitement and bring it forward to next season and the off season and take advantage of it during those slower times?
Yeah, it's really making sure that, you know, we're creating the kind of content, creating the kind of conversation that fans want to engage in throughout the calendar year. So even though games end, you know, as you move into June and the finals conclude, we do have events throughout the summer that we'll make sure we're programming against. So whether it's the award show that we hold every June a couple weeks after the season ends, that goes right into the draft, and so a lot of then the hot stove conversations start up after the draft concludes. So, you know, we have events throughout the summer that will continue to kind of spark conversation amongst hockey fans. And then as you kind of move into next season and training camp opens up and, you know, everyone starts fresh in the fall. So we really make sure that the messaging, the content that we're sort of promoting and the conversations that we're promoting are really relevant to those key calendar events that we have spread throughout the summer season. And then obviously kind of, I know baseball always says hope springs eternal when they start their spring training. It's the same with hockey when we start our training camps in fall. Every team starts anew, and the conversation starts anew.
You know, you're quite correct. There's a lot of interest in especially the draft. You guys put on a great event over a couple days, and I think well-viewed by all the fans. I was there live last year in Minnesota. It's in Pittsburgh this year. And I do think people really get engaged with the draft. But also, you got free agency also coming right after the draft. So that keeps the conversation going, too.
Indeed, indeed. And then as you move throughout the hockey calendar year, we have various tentpole events spread throughout the year that we really have invested a lot against building up, whether it's, traditionally we've had the All-Star Game in January. We've added in, obviously, the Winter Classic, our big New Year's Day game outdoors, which drives a substantial amount of fan interest, regardless of the markets that are playing. And it continues to, the momentum for that event continues to build as well. We'll be in Detroit next year playing at the Big House, 115,000 or so fans packed there. So it'll be another big tentpole event for us. But, you know, throughout the hockey calendar year, we have those, in addition to the regular season games that are going on, we've kind of spread these big tentpole events throughout the year to continue to drive those big spikes in engagement and drive those big spikes in conversation.
You know, of course, Mitch and myself, we're both CPAs, like we said, in business consulting. I do a lot of strategic planning. So I can appreciate what goes behind the scenes and how the National Hockey League has done so well. But why don't we describe for the fans the process of strategic planning a little bit? Because what they see is the end result of a lot of hard work, a lot of creative thought, a lot of brainstorming, and a lot of connecting the dots from your mission statement and vision to action plans. Can you describe a little bit how the National Hockey League does strategic planning?
Yeah, you know, we, like any other business, we're sort of accountable to our own budgets. We're accountable to our own plans. So we have those business disciplines that you'll see regardless of what industry that you're in. Like any well-run company, they do their annual budgeting. They do their sort of longer-term, call them strategic plans, call them what you will, but those sort of 3 to 5 year horizon events. We operate on a fiscal calendar. Our calendar follows sort of the hockey season, so our financial year ends when the hockey season ends. But I don't think that we're really different from any sort of high performing company that you'd see out there, in that we're very disciplined in our budgeting. We're very disciplined in our financial reporting. We're very disciplined in the process that we follow, kind of from the business side. I come from a consulting background as well. I spent more than 10 years in the strategic consulting world before I moved over here to the NHL. So a lot of the lessons, a lot of the disciplines that I learned around planning, around budgeting, around that process, you have to stick with that process, and you have to be kind of responsible to the fiscal process and the planning process that you set up. We are an entertainment company, at the heart of it, we're also a company, so we have to make sure that financially and strategically we're being very disciplined about all that stuff.
Now, Steve, let me ask you this: how involved, or maybe involved at all, do the teams get in any strategic planning? Do they have input, or is it mainly the National Hockey League that really dictates the whole thing?
Well, the right way to look at it is the NHL is sort of the national business, and then the teams have sort of local businesses. And like all sports leagues, there's an enormous amount of back and forth between the clubs and the league, whether it's on the broadcasting side, the digital side. There's certain aspects of the business that we approach together with the clubs, and there's certain aspects of the business that the clubs really drive locally, ticket sales and local sponsorships. We have our national sponsorships. There's local broadcasting deals and national broadcasting deals. So, the league itself is really the national entity. We do a heck of a lot more than just put out a schedule. And the clubs sort of have their local businesses within their local territories that sort of mirror what you do on the national level with ticket sales and sponsorships and broadcasting, as I said. But the back and forth between the leagues and the clubs is daily. No matter what aspect of the business you're in, there's always best practices. There's always things that are being shared back and forth between the two entities. So you sort of have to look at the entire business as one whole business. And then we obviously specialize in our either national businesses or our local businesses.
And that makes a lot of sense to me. And I would think that, of course, all the teams in the National Hockey League, as well as any partners that you have, really rely on the National Hockey League as the driving force. And I suspect that's why you have some great marketing tools available right now. And what was interesting to me, you have the daily digital video shorts, for example, twice daily, 7-day-a-week digital video shorts aimed to inform, engage, and entertain, you know, the fans of National Hockey League. So I think that's interesting that you're that engaged with the fans, because after all, you know that without fans, there's no league.
Yeah, and sort of the video shorts, a lot of you're referring to the content that we've rolled out for the playoffs. You know,
yeah.
A lot of what we've done on the digital side for the playoffs, whether it's the the digital shorts that we've rolled out, hosted by Barry Melrose, our top 10 videos that we've rolled out. If you look at where we're distributing those videos, we're trying to be very smart about how we allow our fans and encourage our fans to consume those videos. So those videos are available on NHL.com. They're available on NHL Game Center, which is our mobile application on Android and Apple platforms. They're available socially. I think today we'll be rolling out a new video player that our fans can engage in on our Facebook page. So it's really a social video player that we'll be rolling out, so you can engage in video content on our Facebook site and then really share that video content easily with your friends on Facebook. Your friends on Facebook will know which videos you've watched on the NHL player, and they can jump in and watch those same videos as well. So it's really a strong push into social video. We're putting those videos up on the NHL Network, so our fans are seeing a lot of the same content on the network. So we're really just trying to make it as easy as possible for fans to engage in, as we started the conversation, around just getting excited about and getting wrapped up in the playoffs, regardless of whether or not their favorite team is in. This is all content we think is very relevant to hockey fans. It's cool content. It's funny content. It's great highlights. It's also great moments off the ice. And we're really trying to make sure that people are getting wrapped up in the entire playoff experience, and that those daily videos are just one way in which we're doing it.
And, of course, Barry Melrose, very, very popular former L.A. King coach, and I was in L.A. when he was a coach, and he's very popular. And his video, Melrose Place, of course, that a lot of people may know that. That was some type of I want to say a soap opera, but it was very popular. It was very popular in the day on one of the networks. One of the most clever things I've seen what you've done, Steve, is the virtual beard app. Now, of course, for the avid hockey fan, most people know that the beard-a-thon is the tradition for playoff hockey. Most players start growing a beard and so on during their run in the playoffs. But you have a virtual beard app. You want to talk about that? I thought that was really very cute and very clever.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who watches playoff hockey is familiar with the sort of the tradition, call it superstition, call it what you will, of the players who are in the playoffs growing a beard all the way through, whether it's a beard. Some players have the mustache nowadays or the goatee, whatever it is. But this is just sort of playing off of that tradition, that part of playoff hockey that a lot of people engage in. So this is an app that we have through Facebook primarily that fans can basically add a virtual beard to their profile picture on Facebook, and that beard will grow over time. You can design, sculpt, color, change, whatever you want to do to your beard. But, you know, it's really just a way to encourage fans. It's just like their favorite players are growing their beards throughout the playoffs. For fans of the playoffs to really embrace that tradition, throw a beard on their profile picture, and allow that beard to sort of evolve over the course of the playoffs. So, again, a fun and easy way to be involved in this phenomenon that is the Stanley Cup playoffs, but what we thought a pretty easy but also a pretty entertaining way for fans to stay engaged.
Now, how's that going? Are you getting a lot of people grown their beards on the virtual
side? Yeah, we really are. It's been pretty fun to watch it take off and watch some of the creative things that men, women, it doesn't really matter. throwing the beard on their picture and letting it go from there. So
that is so cool. Mitch, how would I look in a beard? I'm going to try it. I'm going to get my own photo up there.
It's about time.
Now, I do have one question, Steve. If I went on this site and grew the beard, would it be could I dye the beard from my normal gray hair to
whatever you want. You can do whatever. We have a color palette for you to choose from.
So hey, that is so cool.
Make that beard whatever you want it to be. So yeah, it's been pretty neat. We've launched a in conjunction with the playoffs. We also have a Facebook page that we've created for the Stanley Cup itself. So the most universally recognized symbol of our playoffs is the cup. And so what we've created is a Facebook environment for the cup itself, separate from the NHL.com or the NHL Facebook page. This is a Stanley Cup Facebook page that really taps into some of the tradition, the history, and the cool things that the cup itself goes through. You know, it's a well-known post-playoff tradition that each of the players and coaches and folks from the teams the team that wins the cup gets to spend a day with the cup itself, whether they take it fishing or they take it to their favorite bar, wherever they go, you know, the cup gets to go along with them for a day. And so what we've done is we've tried to tell some of the stories, try to tell some of the history of this cup that's over 100 years old, some of the places it's been, some great photos with fans, great photos with celebrities, and really trying to allow fans to engage with that we really think is a personality that the cup has and the really neat history that the cup itself has. So that's another sort of social platform that we've launched for this playoff, and that'll continue to grow as well as it goes through the summer and the cup starts to travel with the eventual winners, and we'll get to see sort of where it goes and what it's doing.
Hey, can you get them a picture of the cup and have people have their own virtual pictures with the cup?
Yeah, we've done some. You may see it in market. We've launched some pretty interesting kind of in-market opportunities where we have sort of billboards that are in-market. Some of them are at retail where we have a cup sort of hoisted up into the air. The cup is sort of elevated into the air horizontally, and we've allowed you to sort of stand underneath it and kind of pretend like you're holding the cup up in the air like players do when they celebrate with the cup itself after the victory. And we sort of encouraged the social sharing of those photos as well. So nothing virtual yet, but we do have kind of physically look for it in market at retail as well, and you can sort of take a picture of yourself hoisting the cup up in the air and share those around.
So we're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there.
So there's one thing that may not be virtual this year. It's the play of the Phoenix Coyotes. I mean, is that creating a little bit of a buzz in New York and around the nation that the Coyotes are first time since they've been in Phoenix in the second round, looking good in the second round, up to zip.
Yeah, they've played well. I mean, they have played well. You know, I'm a fan of all teams, as I think everyone here at the league level is. But it's exciting when you see, you know, teams that are making a run that may be surprising people or maybe not. I'm not the hockey expert, if you will.
Yeah.
But it's been fun to watch, and you know, you watch those broadcasts and you see the whiteout and you see the fans embracing the excitement of that game, and you look around that arena and everyone's dressed and ready to go. It's a pretty cool thing to see, and obviously people nationwide are seeing it as games are available across the nation.
Yeah. Well, Steve, thank you so much for your time. I know you got things to do. We really appreciate you calling in the Breakthrough Sports. We're big hockey fans, supportive of the National Hockey League, as well as, all the teams, really. Of course, we're based in Phoenix. Thank you so much. Very enlightening, and we'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate having spending some time. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Of course, that was Steve McArdle, Senior VP of Business Development and Strategic Planning for the National Hockey League. That was fascinating. Boy, they are on top of it, I got to tell
They've
you that.
They've got so many things going, and there's so much more that they can do. It's just...
Yeah.
That it would have been fun to kind of see what where it could go.
I'm sure they're looking years and years down the line. That's the classic concept of strategic planning. But very interesting, and you got to be proud of the National Hockey League for for really being creative, innovative, and really fan-friendly. That's very important. Why don't we take a quick break right now? When we come back, we will continue our discussion on, well, I don't know. What are we going to continue it on, Mitch? I know what we're going to do. We're going to have a guest in, a surprise guest in studio right after this break, and we'll be right back.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly. Whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
Ridenour, Hinton & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hinton & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.